Hello everyone, this is the Red News Fanzine Podcast. Thank you all for listening, and thank you all for buying the mag. And if you don't buy the mag, buy the mag. But if you want to support us a little bit more, we also have a Patreon that you can sign up to, and it's patreon.com/rednews. Now, here's the podcast. Goodbye.
Hello everyone, it's Red News Podcast 285. It'll be a bit quick, this one, because we've got sale. It's the new mag. It did start raining. It stopped raining. Please fuck off rain. And I'm joined by Ben and Zayden, who I haven't seen in a while. And I haven't seen Nathan.
Hello.
Since your travels. Yes. Jakarta?
No.
Or did she pull herself?
I didn't even go there.
I was so desperate to get that shoehorn, that 1970s Malcolm and Wise joke.
Isn't that Jamaica?
Or Huddersfield? No, I've had my Macclesfield day.
I don't know.
Right, sorry. So it sounded brilliant. And then since this, you did a jungle tour, since we heard from you last.
Oh yeah, I was in, that was good.
Whereabouts
Hard
was that?
Hard work. Like Sumatra area of Indonesia. Was there for a
orangutans,
few days.
Orangutans, just orangutans. Random. What else did you see? Animal, like bingo?
It's different types of monkeys and gibbons and all that. No, elephants.
All the funky gibbons were going through the 1970s.
It was hard work. It was really hard
work. A yank gave up.
But it was good. It was good. A yank did give up. Really
weird.
That would
be me.
Yeah. I did think that at the time. it was good.
Would you recommend it?
Yeah, yeah. It was all great. And then, back, and it's cold, and I've got a new job and stuff. And I
so, read the mag. Started the editorial. Nathan is now an excellent photographer freelance. Details are in the mag. No, you were an excellent photographer before, but now you're an excellent photographer freelance. So the details are in the mag. If you've got weddings, bar mitzvahs, anything, everything, he will do it. But he's a great, loyal, within reason. Was I? Stop thinking. Don't send them whenever we say that, like rude suggestions. But seriously, the most trustworthy, loyal lad you could ever choose. So if you've got anything, the details are in the mag. Check his website out. Right, so I am, this is how the mojo has turned, looking forward to tonight. Now, I think it'll be tough. A lot of people are going to walk past already, said 2-0. We're going to win. I think it'll be tough. But I do, just to have that, not going into international break, oh, it's all shit, don't want to see United again. To think, we haven't played in ages here. It's been a ridiculous
it's been
break.
So long.
It's a ridiculous kickoffs we got. That's shit, treating us like shit. But just to have that bounce of, yeah, come on, we're fourth if we win.
And I think the weekend's fixtures, like for once, like, obviously it's a bit shit on a Monday, like watching everyone else playing and you've got to wait until Monday, but pretty much, well, other than Arsenal, all the fixtures went our way anyway, didn't they? So that was nice to see.
It's one of those weird seasons again where a lot of teams losing a lot of games. Yeah. And this could be, you know, like, take advantage of it, United.
Our love of the week is that we've not even played yet and we're still ahead of Liverpool. with a game in hand. Incredible. I'm looking forward to it. I think, like I said the other week, like, both of those games over the last two, obviously it's been a while yet, but I think, you know, we had momentum and it felt like we still got better results than we would have got last year in those situations as well. You know, like going behind, we wouldn't have come back in those games. Obviously, we would have loved to have won them both, but you know, we didn't lose them. So yeah, tonight go into it. They've had a decent amount of time extra off, aren't they? Why not?
As I say, I think this is where the fixtures are helping us. Stop making your silly subs, though. There's nothing to you know, we ain't got a game till Sunday. Stop making your silly subs, Ruben. If we are like one or two goals up, don't take, you know, see how long you
can
get Casemiro off.
I said that.
It's got to stop.
It drops off when they're having to make those
changes.
And
defenders, which is like, if you're winning, you don't ruin the defence unless there's an injury. So just go on to Ben. But first of all, 70 shoehorn. We went through a mad, I've mentioned this before, Hong Kong 3 only had 16 episodes. Mr. Ben only ever had 14 episodes.
Top Cat, Mr. Bean only had about 10,
Top Cat, 30. And Wacky Races, which I hated, but it's got a film on, which I'll hate even more, only had 17 episodes. So it must be, our brains must have been such mush as kids. They just saw the same thing over and over again. And the magic of football.
It's still probably better quality than the brain rot that they watch nowadays.
Me and Albert watched, well, this is brain rot, the Jamaica Curacao highlights. And the Scotland obviously was great, even, yeah, you know, great. Just but to watch the drama where Jamaica had a penalty given and then taken away.
Jamaica, for the, no, she went to Verona Cove. That's the joke I was saying before.
Infantino and all that twats and FIFA and the greed and the Premier League, but it's why we love it. Last thing, I also, in my Man U mad moments, watched the highlights for half an hour, don't ask me why, of Leicester 5, Manchester United 3, when we were 3-1 up under Van Gaal. Probably wouldn't have changed it. I don't know, but I got caught in a rabbit hole of anger that Raphael did not...
Because you've not got enough anger from us being actually good, you're going out of your way to find anger.
Would it have changed our history and Di Maria's history? But no. Mark Clattenburg punished Raphael after Raphael was pushed by Jamie Vardy at 3-1, where they got back in the game to 3-2. Then there was a red card. And I just think it really pissed me off. It was a scandalous set of decisions. Anyway, I'm going to let it go. Right, Nathan, you go. Okay. 50 in there.
I need a belt.
Belt in there. It's wet though. Sorry. Oh, great. So I don't know if. And then 20 float. Right. Cheers, mate.
That is disgusting.
Sorry. I've had a nightmare. The logistics of today have gone tits up in many ways. Nick wore it last.
There's no.
Oh no! It's not the broken one. This God is sake. Red news.
Everyone wants to hear this. Carry on.
Right, this is how incompetent we are on a thing. Nathan's back in the game. It's good to see him. And we'll be back after. And we'll do a pod from the pub after. All right. Hello, Ben. Sorry.
All right,
how
mate,
you
I'm,
been?
I'm mate? Good, mate. How are you?
How do you feel about United?
I'm all right, mate. I'm all right. I'm a lot better than we did a few weeks back. You know,
none of us saw this coming, did we, after Brentford?
Well, that's it, you know, and it's nice to see that we're putting a bit of fight up as well, you know. We could have, when Richarlison scored, I did his stupid little celebration in the corner and everything, thinking that he's won it. We'd have capitulated many, many seasons before that. Probably even a few weeks before that, we'd have probably gone on and lost that. So it's good to see some fight.
I'd say De Ligt's movement for that was wonderful, Chiz. Was wonderful.
Yeah, it was. Would you say he's United's best player this season so far?
Yeah. And I said it to him, and then he said, "We're only 10 games in." Well, in a mocking way, Matthew.
Callum Best, hello. Yeah, but yeah, but that's he's got a good point now. It's only 10 games in, but when you saw him, but you know, but I think he's been fantastic this season. I think
Nathan's ditched the belt. Yeah, he's had enough.
Now he's had enough of that. But you know, it's just pleasing to see a centre half that's on form. You know, he's played the most minutes as well of any United player, hasn't he? So. So we're looking like we've got a player there that showed all that
have
potential.
Have we turned a corner? Because
I think so.
That's
proofs,
mad.
Proofs in the pudding tonight, though.
Just bonkers.
Why have I got like a sickening feeling in the pit in my stomach now that David Moyes is coming back?
Well, I think Grealish will have a good game, so we've got to be
you
on
know,
it right
so we've got to, that's what I'm saying. I've just got a bit of a... I still think United win, like, but I've got that sickening feeling, you know, when an ex-manager comes back and it's like...
Well, cliche time. The Premier League is bonkers again. It's one of those seasons where everyone can beat everyone, and maybe this is Arsenal's year, but Steve doesn't think so. But it is like, you know, like how you can go from that Brentford and then you lift yourselves. But football and winning and confidence.
Yeah.
And sorry. Hey, Chris. This is the perfect moment to listen to a bit of the Diego Dallo interview, and then please buy the mag, please, and don't share the links or aggregators, Nick here.
But that's so bad, that's why sometimes I like to be with them, with the fans.
But the criticism, individual team, is another level nowadays, I think, to what it used to be when I started going. Yeah. How do you deal with that? You know, like,
I mean, I think the more time you spend here, the more easier you will get, because you know how to deal better. Obviously, the way that I'm dealing with when I came versus now is completely different. What I try to do sometimes is if I sit like you, you're a fan, Man United fan, and you come to me and say, "Yo, fuck you. There's days you can do that better," or I can understand. Yeah. I prefer that than just, you know, you go on social media and you just try to hate. Because yes, I just it doesn't even bother me. I prefer to have a one-on-one chat. I prefer to go to the stands, and sometimes they're screaming at us. in the end of the games, in the end of the matches. I prefer that.
Yeah.
Because you are the fan that came to travel and watch us.
Sometimes you stare at us after that.
I hear it.
Yeah.
That's what I want to hear, and sometimes we deserve it. Because though I know there's not everyone, but the same guy, I see a lot of faces, a lot of faces, and sometimes are the same guys that, okay, when we win, they are there clapping. So if you're there clapping when we're winning, and when you're losing, you're still there, traveling and paying tickets and paying all the travels that we go away from home, and you're still there, that I can support, that I will try the next day to be better just for you also.
Yeah.
You know, you become a little bit a part of me.
Yeah.
And now, being here for so long, it's almost like I also start thinking as a fan. So when I'm trying to be on the pitch and every day is like, how would the fan would like me to behave sometimes? And sometimes you might not like 100% as I am a football player, but I will give everything for
And we're back before Everton. Effortlessly.
I told you.
It's very hard to hold a mag. Wear shitty mitten gloves that have got a thing.
I was just wondering why you went all robotic towards the end of that bag. That mag, like, you know.
So
I thought
really
that was
hard.
A new sales pitch or something.
The piss. It's really hard to think, multiply of holding the mag, change, a silly muff in the air. So, it's not as easy. This simpleton struggles of multitasking and all that.
Oh, dear. I just thought it was your new sales pitch.
So, what did you make of Shay Lacy's, the comments about that and OB?
Well, Shay Lacy's been, like, unfortunately, he's been injured every now and then. You know, he's been picking up a couple of shoulder injuries as well, which has kept him out for a few weeks this season as well, you know. But his quality, you know, look at his performances for England, for the England youth sides. You look at the performances against your National League sides and your Premier League two sides, as well as your League One and League Two full men's sides. He's ripping half of them to shreds with the absolute ease. You know, he's very nice on the eye. Very good on the eye.
People are going to get to see them on December the 9th, aren't they, in the Youth Cup. That's always
good. Yeah. And apparently, good thing is JJ Gabriel, it's been cleared up, can actually play in the FA Youth Cup this season. It's outside the Football League. Any clubs outside the Football League that can't have.
And let's hope that his long-term future is here, and then rumours of like flirting.
But
isn't
true. But back onto Shay Lacy and Chido Obi. But you know, it's going to be times now. They've got to take their chances now as well. You know, losing Mbeumo and losing Ahmad and the African Cup of Nations. That opens up a slot where you think Shay Lacy can easily slot on that side. I don't want to see Bruno out there. You don't get the best out of Bruno there. Probably might be able to get away with Mason Mount there, but you don't want to have Bruno out there.
Well, it's a strategy because, the limitation in games helps the ones who are playing, but it's a massive
I just hope we see Shay Lacy as the more forward attacking option. I don't want to see him at wing back if possible. I don't want to see him in the Ahmad role if you like.
I do want to see, even with the breaks, there's a lot of games coming up, so I hope we do see a bit more Manu. Just like keep the players who are doing well don't. Ugarte's a strange one, but let's concentrate on positives.
Yeah.
Big Bri. I don't know if Cunha's going to be in, but.
I love Big Bri.
But that's
hopefully
Zerxy
starts today.
We'll do a proper one longer on Thursday. But let's go predictions. Zayden?
3-1.
3-1. Bloody hell.
He's going for it, isn't he?
Yeah.
I'm going 2-0 United today.
This is United. And there's a lot of 2-0s floating around. But I just think that... I know I'm a broken record. Keep the mood fucking going. This is my Alan Partridge-ism to the players. Come on. I was... fucking pumping them up like that fluffer in Sunset Boulevard. The other thing I forgot to say, I was waiting around for quite a bit. I was kicked the Premier League ball a few times. Not to do it well, I wore DMs and it was fucking heavy. I mean,
they are pumped up quite heavy than what you think they are.
It is bonkers. I thought, in the light of all the issues we've had with dementia and all that, seriously, I thought it's going to be light. It was so heavy. It just made me think, fair play, Maguire, for going in and, but also to get, no wonder they misdirected it for 2 years here, to get the finesse of passing it with that ball is like.
Maybe appreciates how they don't clear the first man at corners as well sometimes.
Well, you should have seen my attempt if that's on a fucking CCTV. Right, I am going I'm going to go 2-1, but there's edge tonight somewhere. But cheers, everyone. But take care of yourselves. We're going to go properly afterwards into... There's four really, really huge Reds, colossuses, who've passed away. And my axis has been really hit, really been a bit up and down with it. Mates, people I know, people I knew to say hello to, like significant figures here. And I'll give them, you know, like... But it's just sad. So all I can say is, like... Just, you know, I don't have the right words or just, but just like take care of yourselves, people. That's all you can do, all right? And I'll see, we'll see you after the game when we do our comments then. Take care, please. Post-match, not going to slam, but just really disappointing. Really, really like disappointing. I don't want to be so fickle back and forth that you think that I thought as I left, God, that glowing embers of hope and optimism is so faint that you can see then like another path backwards, and it's like it was just atrocious. Like you've got to say Everton deserved it when, and like someone left the lad and he was saying articulating better than I ever could. It's like, why did they look like they had 11 men and we had 10? And yeah, he went, it's because they wanted that extra 1%. They gave 1% more, and not in terms of trying or not in terms of ability, but just they were at the races 1% more than us. What we did, we mispassed. Our passing was terrible. But equally, like knowing it's going against you, it's doing something different. It's gambling.
Yeah.
It's doing more risk. But yeah. I sometimes, we all have players who we don't take to as much as others do. And I've never really got to grips with Mason Mount yet. I know he's had grafting games, but Bruno, equally, there was a game about a month ago or 2 months ago at home where I said, when Yoro's the man who's getting the ball in the last 15 minutes, one of the clever senior players needs to go, no, that can't be Yoro in that position, it's got to be me. Yeah. Try something, I'll move. And that's a Mount and a Bruno doing that. Casemiro looked fucked. De Ligt was the only one, and maybe Ahmad. It wasn't coming off from him. Bramo, Xerxes. But Nathan's made the point in the WhatsApp group that
Well, I think it just... Like, it justifies everything that I said 2 weeks ago. That we shouldn't be shocked that we look bad like we were last season when we're basically playing with last season's team. And... Do you know, like, we've looked our best this season when it was them games a few weeks ago when it was basically Sesko and Mbeumo were playing up front together, weren't they? That's when we looked our best, when we had Sesko, like, he wasn't scoring, but he was doing everything else. He was getting the heads in, he was getting the defenders, and then we had Kuna doing the dog work. We shouldn't be shocked that we don't look good, as good, when we're playing with the team who was shit last year. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, Mbeumo can't do everything.
I said it, when you're lying on last season's, maybe has-beens, is you start getting last season's.
Exactly,
and it wasn't fair on Xerxes. You can't put him in his first start of the season. And like, I had a bit of cringe after I'd done this bit where I thought, I looked at the team sheet and it gave me a bit of the angst.
No, as soon as I saw the team sheet, like, I know that me and Nick have had a bit of a back and forth about Cunha, but I generally think that you miss him. He's got that little flair. He puts the work in. You know, he's one of our better players. Whether people want to think it or not, and I think most people do think it, if you've not got one of your best players on the pitch, you're not going to be as good. Do you know what I mean? And, like, I feel sorry for Xerxes. And, like, this is his first start all season, probably. Do you know what I mean? Like, so you can't expect him to go in, but he's a level below. That's why we made the signings that we did. And like I said 2 weeks ago, like, that's what was happening in those last two games. As soon as we were making changes and we were making it more of a team of last season, we were playing more
you could criticise the whole team, you know, but I thought Dorgu was terrible and really showing limitations. And I said to the lad in front, when he scored that goal for Denmark last week, I was almost shocked that he had the technical ability to pull off something so spectacular. But he really held us back. Yeah. I wouldn't have taken Mazraoui off because I thought... But again, like,
I think both of the wing-backs today were...
They showed our limitations.
Yeah, they were too negative. I think... But then Ahmad looked good further forward. So it's... But that is what I was sort of saying the other week. is we can't expect it to change overnight. No. It's going to take a couple of windows.
I said to a lad, I had this 8-game run. We'd lose two. I was hoping we'd win five and draw one. But it immediately, the mood after last season, after everything, you've got to hold on to it. I'm so paranoid. I'm almost upset. You've got to hold on to this mood. And we ourselves getting, we started terrible before the red card. Not think you're down to 10 men. Yeah. Keep the mood. Yeah. Keep, even like scramble for
it. We today, even like say, even before the red card, we were really slow.
Yeah.
And I do think that's the wing backs. I think it was too, we were playing with five defenders. We weren't, do you know what I mean? We weren't playing with the three and then the two attackers. It was, and, which is worrying when it's against Everton, who were going to sit back.
Yeah.
They were happy to sit back before, I mean, when they were an 11 men, they were happy to sit
back. It's a weird game. I've seen it like Batty and that. I've never seen a player sent off for slapping his mate.
I don't get that. But we were like 11 individuals against
a team.
10
a
of team. Them that were working for each other.
Shane?
We were clueless.
Yeah, you probably said it all, but I thought it was... I was actually quite shocked at how bad we were. You expect individuals to have an off day, but I thought every outfield player was off it from the start. Before the set, I just thought everyone was poor. And then you get the sending off, and you kind of think, well, actually, and you actually think that's a bonus. That's kind of dug out what's a poor start to a game, and we just got worse and worse. I thought, and the thing that's a bit worrying about this team is, like, it's so slow, side to side, quite negative. But there's no one's got, I don't know if it's confidence or just, as you said before, confidence or ability or whatever, or it's instructions from the manager. But no one wants to take a player on. No one wants to gamble on a ball, whether that's nerves in front of the crowd. And there was, like, in fairness, there's a lot of sighs come from the crowd. But you've got to make the crowd. You've got to lift them. I thought it was just shockingly poor. I agree with Nathan. I thought the two wing backs looked really poor. I thought, particularly first half. Bruno had not go. I thought they all, like, the passing was woeful.
Bruno's got to grab, though. I've said it. Yeah. He's got, like, the hat trick last week. He's got to grab a game like that.
I thought Old Trafford was. I got in early for the sort of Manny tributes and that, and it was. I was quite touched by him. I thought he'd done that pretty well. But then, I thought the atmosphere, relative to the recent things, started a bit flat and just stayed that way. I thought Everton fans were quite good, in fairness, and it. But they're sending off. That was a bit of an off. Like, I actually think there should be a rule in football. You're allowed to hit your own players, let alone push or slap them.
Yeah, but we'd be doing it like fucking Wreck-It Ralph. We'd just be slapping each other all game.
Is that a sending off, though?
No, like...
But that's a point. Like, so I think it was the first half, Xerxes got in a bit of a tangle, someone, and no one really went over. There was a bit of afters. And the lad in front of me said, he goes, you can't keep harking back to the sort of 90s teams, but... There's not even any fight amongst you expect. I don't want to expect players to be stupid and get sent off, but you expect players to run over and defend your teammate and get in the faces of the opposition.
It's a moot point, that.
Yeah, but we're not it, teams,
it should
they,
have been
we?
More. It, we wouldn't have scored, but it should be more than 4 minutes. I mean, all that time wasting. Yeah, they've made six or seven.
Well, do you see, as soon as he put up the 4 minutes, a crowd started booing. And Pickford turned round to where we are. He turned round and he was just tucked in his head as though I played him here. And like, and in fairness to, I thought Grealish, I thought, had a terrific game. And
I always maintain Grealish before joining them cunts. He should have been a United. He was like a Fergie player, born for United.
Yeah, but he defended so well that second half.
Pickford is better than I gave him credit for.
Oh, he played well today.
He's a twat, but he's a sort of twat you want him.
Yeah, but when you say they're twats, like they both, like, in terms of game management, which we haven't got a clue for, like, those two alone just really managed it second half.
So where is, like, the Bruno, Captain Chaos, headless? Where is Mount? You know, like I said, I'm going to be harsh here. I know he's a worker, and I see nothing that you could just say, this is harsh, but you could sell him in January and it would make no difference for the next 3 years of Manchester United.
Well, I don't want to bring up, like, obviously after Spurs, some of us got a little bit carried away. And so after about, like...
Yes, you did, Shane, didn't you?
Six or seven amarettos... like I was watching Dorgo today and thinking he looks like a fella that's fallen out of a pub at King's Cross after a bottle of Amaretto. He doesn't look like a footballer to me.
But the Mount thing, he only played 45 minutes, so I'm literally picking on a player I don't particularly...
Wing back, then he's useless.
You don't want to, you know, like we've got a run of we've got seven games till what is it? Till Burnley.
Yeah.
You've got to get four or five wins out of them, and you don't want to be on the back foot. Game one, when the momentum was there to be, we're fourth. Like someone left saying, "Oh, will that be our only chance to go four full season again?" I thought, no, let's not.
Palace will be tough.
Every game is tough. It's one of those weird. See, every game is
just
tough.
On their goal though as well. Like,
I think the keeper
did better than
the goal.
I don't like. I think that he was blocked into like the angle that I'm sat on. Like, I need to see it back, but I think that he was that. Where it was, I think he was blocked from seeing it until quite late. But maybe that's me just like trying to stick up for him.
No, Ava. No, that's two no's then.
But I'll speak for Alan because as Al said, like, it is a missed opportunity. But it's a missed opportunity because you need to be getting results at home midweek. So you go to Palace.
And
you scrape a draw, and you're right. Yeah, and now it's like the pressure's. It's a bit like what we had before, the little mini hopeful run we had. Now we're back on the back foot again.
I just hate being so like emotionally attached to it all. That you're remote. I'm not gonna, you know. It just like felt a right kick in the fucking bollocks.
It did, but like I said, I just think.
As Al said, Coleman went off after 10 minutes. We had all the cards given us. Two hates of the week. One, I actually had a nightmare after Spurs, which I wasn't caught up in, United doing all this shit on people who wake up at 4 or 5 in the morning to see their team play football. Shouldn't be fucking taking anyone's phone, you know, data protection. But I actually had a nightmare that I got banned for not carrying ID, because I don't carry ID with me. I'm still a cash dinosaur. And I actually, you know, when I'm Victorian, as my wife says, that I actually woke up, and you know, one of those things is like, was that real? Have United banned me? No, they haven't, because I wasn't caught up in it. And the other was Instagram. Jason Manford, had posted a photo of him, Michael McIntyre and Gary Barlow hanging out after paddleboarding. And I thought, I want the North Korean bloke to fucking find out where that paddle court is and launch a missile. Right now, on that photo, look at it. So that was that. You may as well hate the weeks, years, months, decades. Right there, look at that photo. Three smarmy fuckers. Any hates?
The person who nicked a tenner off me when I was selling before, but they can fuck off.
Shit happens, mate. Thanks to everyone who supported the mag today.
We sold really well.
We've got the next two set of midweeks.
Other than that,
are you missing travelling yet? Got itchy feet?
Like, you know how close, well, whether I was close, but last week when I was in Asia, and I was looking, obviously, love the cricket, probably for the best that I didn't go in the end, but I was looking at how cheap it would be to get from where I was to Australia to go and watch that. But
you'd have been back home quick,
wouldn't
you?
Yeah.
And then fucking them lot. That's what sometimes United match them lot. You know, I'd get the baseball, but fucking hell, what the fuck were they doing? And then not to take on this game that they've got this week to get him. You know, there's a bat, there's a ball, maybe hit it for a little bit to gain a bit of confidence. Yeah, but where was your favourite place that you went on this time?
Kuala Lumpur was good, but then the few days in the jungle was class. Even though it was really, really hard, it was class. Like, just being in the middle of the jungle and then seeing all the orangutans.
Well, shame. The jungle. No, Tarzan. He still holds it. You still got it. For context, Shane's daughter's here looking very like...
Oh, God.
Is that embarrassment or anger?
Embarrassment.
Yeah, hates of the week.
My hates of the week are insurance companies. I've ranted troubles about that, but they just full stop. There's a fella in I'm a Celebrity. I don't know his name. I'll have to look at Ava, but he kind of talks in poems and that all the time. And it's like funny for about 3 minutes, but then he constantly goes on, and I'm finding that a bit annoying this week. But yeah,
I've been insurance companies. Any of that.
I'm not going to talk about it.
Ava, hate the week.
Dad doing Tarzan.
Anything.
My dad doing Tarzan.
Hold this mug thrown in your face.
No, an inept performance by 11 useless.
Shit, move on. Hope we get a result. Now, lastly, we've lost 4 massive Reds. Kevin Brennan, Cockney Red, friend of Dobbin, was always there. Passed away after Liverpool away, where he'd gone. He loved European trips with United. He loved European trips with mates, travelling beers all over the place. He was the definition of a lovely bloke. Barmy Charlie, integral to 2 generations of United culture with the flags, but in a way where it was done, he did it so nicely. He did it to protect a legacy. He's integral to everything you saw at away ends for 20 plus years. And just anyone who dealt with him know, balmy but so lovely. Manny, the Stone Roses in particular, caught a moment in time, along with Oasis. And I remember being young and a tune would come on in a Manchester shitty club and the whole place would fucking bounce and would just go mad. And it's so rare that you get bands that can do that for young and old and just lift a place. But not only that, not only was he talented, he was just a lovely, decent bloke. Ben interviewed him for the mag, which I'm going to do in the next mag, and I've reread it, and it's funny as fuck and shows up his character. And he was just, and it's heartbreaking for his 2 young lads to lose the mum and dad, and you can't say words. And then lastly, Martin Day, the friend to hundreds of people. Like anyone in the 90s, 2000s would know Martin Day. Special man, caring man, nice man, friendly man. Was at the centre of United's cultural universe. And it is just that what he's gone through health-wise, I wish I could say answers like, you know, like, I just don't have them, but all I know is they'll all be missed. And Martin, personally, who looked after me, being older than me, on Euroways, looking after people, looking out for them. And then there's one funny trip, Dortmund, where I was rough, and I said, I'm going to go to the sauna in the hotel. And everyone else went breakfast. I said, I'm just going to sweat the booze out. And Martin said, I'll come along. So we came along, wore shorts. And the 70-year-old granny came in and started going, off, 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 and like really berating us. And she said, we've got to take our shorts off. It's a naked sauna. And I said to Martin, I don't know if we're being propositioned or ordered about, but I don't think we should take them. And we both, like, just this meek, just ran out of the sauna. We're not getting fucking naked. But to all of them, just going to be missed. And United, and we're losing so many people way too young. And I just, as I said earlier, just take care of yourselves, Red, because it's fucking, life is beautiful and brutal, and you just got to do what you can. All right, thanks everyone.
Hands on the way down.
Yeah, I met Shane walking from
to the ground.
No, over the bridge with Ava, and he was going, I've spilt curry sauce all over my phone. So I was told when I got back to my seat that halftime entertainment, loosely used the term, was Fred the Red for Remington Steel and a load of people. And they looked at me and then they went, older than you. All right, we'll check that through. That's gone through far. Older than me taking penalties, shame.
But it was just, I was incredulous because you usually expect we're in scoreboard, so they do it right in front of our end. And I looked up, we were chatting away, and it was just like, people our age and above taking penalties, and I was like, this is a children, like, it's a kids thing. And
I like that, our age and above, though.
Yeah, but Fred,
aren't you a bit older than me, Shane?
So there's two things that annoyed me: is A, that it was them doing it.
Your age and above, then.
Remember when you said you didn't have a hate of the week?
Yeah, yeah. and then it was like the fact that, like, if you ever watch Fred the Red, he actually breaks children. Like, he saves penalties against 5-year-olds, but yet some 60-year-old woman takes one and he dives over it, like. So if you sponsor Man United, this is how it's gone, you get your penalties let in. But how can you have, like, we sponsor United, you can get on the pitch, and then there's kids of, like, how many people in that ground would have loved to have got on the pitch tonight? Disgraceful. As simple as that. And you haven't, like, you're making me talk now. And I'm like,
bye.
Well, that was absolutely dreadful. Absolute bobbins. Didn't deserve anything out of that game, but was poor. Very, very poor. Dorgu was poor. He was really sloppy. Then, to be fair, can't single out players. One player, because we're all poor. You know, I knew it. I said to Barney right at the start, this really sick feeling in the pit of my stomach, David Moyes was going to come here and do something. Everton down to 10 men. Do you know what I mean? Because Gise and Michael Keane had a bit of fisticuffs with each other. So fucking, you know, I don't know. Just poor, absolutely poor. Didn't deserve anything out of that, in my opinion. Yeah, Pickford, old T-Rex arms pulls off a couple of great saves, but Xerxes should have scored at least 2 today. You know, but just poor, all over. 1-11, subs were poor. They're down to 10 men, and they're just absolutely. They defended for their lives, fair play to Everton, they defended for their lives, but they didn't do much else. Shocking. Absolute bobbins. You know, the international break seems to hamper us there, to be fair. We've come back and we've looked leggy, laggy. You know, just poor, very, very poor today. That's all I can say. Just. Shocking. Nobody stood out for me today, really. Nobody at all. Just mistakes everywhere. Couldn't even pass the ball 5 yards to each other without knocking it out of play. Oh, I don't know. One of those days, bad days in the office. I don't know. Just shocking. It's Ben and Zayn here, by the way. But 2 minutes in and I forgot to tell you who it was. But that was shocking. Zayden, anything to say? No, just shaking Ben says it all. Zayn doesn't want to say anything. I think I'm going to end it there. This has been the quickest sort of sum up of a match that I've ever done in my life, because usually I struggle to keep it under 4 minutes. Today I'm struggling to give you a 4 minute evaluation of that, because it's just been so poor. Roll on Palace on Sunday, a place where we don't have a great place where we usually sometimes struggle as well, so we don't have a great sort of record there in recent years, so that's not going to be easy. But we need to pick ourselves up, dust ourselves down and go again. Really disappointed today, can't be arsed. To the regiment, and make sure you support the fanzine, buy the new fanzine, exclusive Delo interview in that fanzine. Just glory, glory, Man United, up to the regiment. Maybe not so much glory, glory, Man United today, but definitely to the regiment. Support the fanzine, and we'll see you at Palace away on Sunday.